the University of California at Davis, this is NewsWatch.
In 1999, an excavation crew working on the Mandavi Center at UC Davis uncovered a Patwin Indian village site and 13 burials. That discovery brought Native Americans and the university together to create a reflective garden.
This project honors the Patwin ancestors who lived along the banks of Poudre Creek. UC Davis is Patwin land, and it remains an important part of Patwin heritage.
So all of the plants here are native to the creek. All of them, many of them, have uses we know. The ethnobotanist could tell us how they were used by the Patwin. And on the signs, we've put the description of how it was used. And then where we have an idea, and the linguists were able to tell us, we put what the Patwin name was. Like here's Western Redwood, which was Lul, L-U-L.
And so this whole area will be populated with these grasses.
Yeah, it's already been planted, and it's going to grow up and mature over time.
Bill Wright, a Patwin tribal elder, says Indian people have had a difficult past. Interpretive points like the one at UC Davis may bring healing.
This is what hate does. It destroys people. Then they have to bring it together. It takes the young ones to bring it together, too, because you can't undo the past. You can't keep hating or keep feeding the fire like I tell a bunch of young Indian boys to don't feed the fire.
The centerpiece of the garden is a basalt column engraved with the names of Patwin people who lived here long before the rest of us. Paul Fotenauer reporting from UC Davis.
For more information, please log on to broadcast.ucdavis.edu.